Hello, everybody. This is National Consultant Mary Amoito. We're super excited to have you on the Business Builder call. This call happens every single week at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and I think that's 11 a.m. Japan Standard Time on Monday. So I think that covers a lot of our bases, but we're excited to have you. I know we have a lot of new people on the call, so I know consultants have been super, super busy coming out of our annual convention and bringing on new Ambit family members. So I just want to do a couple of reminders. We do this call every single Sunday night, and details for this call are on the Facebook group page. I'm so ignorant on that. But it's go look for Ambit Business Builder Call on Facebook. It's a page. And any questions that you might have that you want to ask during the call, sometimes we'll be able to get to them, sometimes we won't. But if there is an opportunity, you can post it on that Facebook page, and we usually moderate that during the call. So if there's something specific you want to know, post it on there. We're also going to post for the recordings on that page. You can also get the recordings at topambitleaders.com. That usually goes up usually late on Monday, but definitely by Tuesday for the calls. We also have Power Trip East that is happening. So you can go to ambitpowertripeast.com. Richard and I will be going up to Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's an exciting power trip. Our co-founders go up for an open question and answer session. We'll be power packed with a lot of great trainers and great opportunities. We're going to do breakout sessions in Scranton, just like we did in Texas, but now that we've done it one time, we're going to definitely soup it up and make it better than it was before. That was a little bit of a test, so we're going to make that better for you guys. Richard and I have been involved in business for 13 years now, and last year we were introduced to these travel reward cards from a dear friend of ours. And I did quite a few months of vetting out the cards and doing some bookings and checking it out and making sure it was a great tool. And then in January, we launched it with our team because we knew this would be a really powerful tool for our team to help them with gathering more customers and getting more consultants involved in their business. And so we launched that in January, had explosive growth, had incredible results on our team. And then we opened it up to some of our cross-line friends that we knew would hear about it and would make great use of it. And so that started to explode. And that's when we said, you know what, we'd really like for Ambit to be able to take this on for the company because there was so much more that would be available for the company. So we launched that at Ambition, and you can buy them in the Ambit store. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the cards, how to use them, how to redeem the cards. We actually just finished a video on how to activate the cards that you can watch, and so you're knowledgeable about how it works. But I'm going to turn the call over to my husband, Richard, so he can speak a little bit more about the Go Card.
So to be clear, the video that Mary was speaking of that we just did, it's actually still rendering as we speak, but we're going to make that link available on the Ambit Business Builder call, which is on the Facebook page. And just for clarity of how you actually find that, if you're not already following and like that page, then go to facebook.com/AmbitBBC. So it stands for Ambit Business Builder Call. Or you can just do a search for Ambit Business Builder Call on Facebook and you will find the page. It will be up there sometime this evening, hopefully before midnight, because I'd like to go to sleep sometime. But anyway, that will be on there as well. Couple things, you know, the card, you know, just coming out of the gate, you know, the reason why we did this video was because we want to make sure people actually have proper expectations. You know, it's not a get out of jail free card. It does have great value. It does work. But the thing to remember is it's not a $100 gift card. It's a $100 savings card. So the intent of that card is really to give you access off retail value to bring you closer to hotel value based upon supply and demand in that area. And in the video that we did, you'll see that there's examples where we can show you that there's real savings against some of the other bigger name online travel agencies, and it does work. So I think some critical things about in understanding that is making sure that if you do find something that you think is showing a better value, then just make sure it's apples to apples. Make sure it's the same date, it's the same amount of bedding, that it's king, queen, double, you know, just make sure and pay attention to those things. And then also understand, just like any online travel agency or just like any hotel, they could have a one-off special pricing for a room over a select period of time that no one has access to. Not Priceline, not Expedia, not Hotels.com, not anybody. It's just being done specifically at the hotel. So just realize it's not a get-out-of-jail-free card. It is real value. It does work. And since there's no expiration date on it, and you can use it around 550,000 hotels around the world, the people who hold those cards are definitely going to get value out of those. But we wanted to get a chance to talk a little bit. I'm sure everyone on the call was not at Ambition, and Mary and I did a little bit of a training with Chad, executive consultant Chad Crenshaw, and national consultant Maksud Mir, on kind of some experiences that we've had with the cards with our teams and how we've all used them. And I wanted to just kind of touch on some of the highlights of how these cards have worked out so well for helping people build their business. Because at the end of the day, you and I, we're not in the travel business. What we are in is gathering customers and building teams. And this tool does help do those things in a way that I think is very palatable, especially for new marketing consultants. Because I think new marketing consultants, what they need more than anything is confidence. And this gives them what I would call plastic confidence, plastic courage, because they're able to ask for something and give something in return of value. And so what we did originally in Texas, and why we were looking at this so closely, is because in Texas, it's really important for us to get a copy of the bill. You know, the approach of, hey, would you be my customer, do me a favor? That is still part of our approach in talking with people, but really without getting a copy of the bill in Texas, you don't know if they're in a contract, you don't know how their plan is set up, and you really want to make sure that, you know, someone's not switching and getting a $200 penalty because they're breaking their contract 1 month too soon. So it's just there so we can actually see what's really going on with that person's account. Now, in other states, it doesn't really matter so much. There are some states that, you know, obviously still do have some contracts, and you want to be kind of aware of those things. And I would still encourage you to get a copy of the bill, but it's definitely more prevalent in Texas than anywhere else in the markets that we operate. So I know in Texas, when we're asking for a copy of the bill and offering this in return, it's made the frequency and the ease of getting that bill much quicker. You know, it used to be that you would ask somebody for a copy of their bill and, you know, you're following up with them days after days after days. And of course, now you're thinking there's a jumpstart bonus, there's this, how am I going to help this person? And really, you know, what we've seen is the turnaround time has been so much greater, because what people are doing is they're reaching out to people and they're saying, hey, listen, I want to see if you can really help me out. You know, I'm growing my business here, and I want to see if you can help me and send me a copy of your electric bill. And you know, if we can give you some value, I'd love for you to be my customer. And they're like, well, you know, it sounds good. So listen, I've got a promotional product that I can, you know, give you. It's a $100 hotel savings card. You know, would you be of interest in that just for letting me take a look at your bill? And it really takes the juice or the harshness of trying to like close somebody, because you're letting them know, listen, I've got something for you if you'll let me just take a look at your bill, because it's going to still help me in my business. And then what I do is I'll take a picture of that travel card and I'll send it to them and say, listen, when I get a copy of your bill, I'll send you the back of it, which has got your activation codes on it. And I'm telling you, the turnaround time on getting bills is night and day compared to where it's been over the past few years. So this has really become a magic bullet for a lot of people that are using these in Texas.
The other thing that we found on these travel cards is when we're doing that to get bills, even if the customer can't be a customer now, maybe they're in a contract, they've got a really great rate, it doesn't make financial sense for them to switch, they end up being in a co-op. You know, all sorts of reasons why they don't become a customer. What ends up happening is they ask, hey, can I have some of my friends send you their bill so that they can get one of these too? And we're like, absolutely. And so these potential customers start to become referral sources for you. And so we found that it's been very, very effective at helping new consultants to get their customers. So in areas where you've got guaranteed savings and it just makes sense, you can offer that up for a customer to be a customer of yours. There's a lot of different ways that you can do it. But what we found is the consultants that are using these cards regularly have a much increased probability of triggering their jumpstart bonus within the first week of actually utilizing the cards. So if you, especially if you're an upline leader, if you start utilizing this and putting this in your regular training modules with your new consultants and teaching them how to use this and learning how to use it yourself, you're gonna be much more effective at helping consultants trigger their regular jumpstart bonus as well as the promotional jumpstart bonus.
Something that other people have done, which, you know, we've always taught, you know, when you're going to invite someone to take a look at the opportunity, you either do it face-to-face or you do it over the phone. You don't send a text message. You're not blasting it on your wall. You're not, you know, the invitation is personable because we're in a relationship marketing business. And I'm saying all that with the caveat because what I've found also that can be done, and keep in mind, do this in a professional manner, is people have taken pictures of the front part of the card and they're sending that in a text saying, hey, listen, I need your help with something and I've got something for you, but I need your help with something. And it triggers that, it breaks the ice. It's like, okay, well, there's something here, and it allows that conversation to start much quicker, okay? And then now you can go into having a live conversation. But again, I'll really let you guys know that, especially when we first using the precursor card, the Energy Travel Rewards card, we were very watchful of what was happening on Facebook and other social media because we didn't want someone to cheapen the tool. We didn't want them blasting it all over their wall and putting it all over Facebook and Instagram and everything else and then have it have no sizzle, nothing to it whatsoever, because you've all seen it, you know, where someone's like, hey, I'm just looking for two people to join my business today, or hey, I've got $100 for someone to join the business. I mean, we've seen all the junk out there. There's no quicker way to turn somebody off on your personal Facebook profile than starting putting stuff out there like that. But if you personally reach out to someone, you can reach out to my messenger. You can reach out to them via text. I mean, I don't mind utilizing technology to coordinate or schedule a time to when you can talk. But you do also have to be careful that you're not doing the entire pitch through that, because it will probably ruin your process that you need to go through to get them to actually take action that you're looking them to take. The other thing is we have used these for home meetings. So for example, someone volunteers that they want to do a home meeting. Great. You give them a card. If they don't already have cards for themselves, right? Give them a card. Say, listen, you're inviting people to your home meeting, your grand opening, your launch party, whatever it is you call it. Let everyone know who shows up. They're going to get one of these cards also from me. So typically this is coming from the upline who's training and teaching them how to do home meetings. And let them know these cards are available to everyone that shows up. And you're going to send them a copy of each card, just the front. And they'll get a physical card when they show up. The reason why that's worked so well is because how many times have you had it where you've got five people, seven people, or however many people coming that said they're coming to the home business presentation, and it's the night of the business presentation, and how many don't show up? 50%, maybe it's more, maybe it's less, I don't know. But what's hard sometimes is getting back in touch with those people and getting them back to the next possible exposure. Well, what we have found is that people are starting to be more communication, where they're saying, hey, listen, they're calling 30 minutes in advance, or they're calling an hour ahead, or they're calling sooner and say, listen, hey, Steve, I really want to come tonight, but you're not going to believe what happened today, blah, 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 and I really want to get one of those cards. So that is happening on a regular basis. Even for the standpoint, let's say you've shown someone the business, and on the three-way phone call, what I've done or Mary has done is the prospect says, you know what, I like it, but I would like to see more. I'd like to learn more. Is there something that I can go to, you know, like a meeting or so forth? It's like, yeah, absolutely. We got one on Thursday nights. It's in Dallas, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, hey, listen, when you come to the meeting, I've got one of these travel cards for you that you can use, but I'll give it to you when you're at the meeting. And I'm telling you, the same thing is true. Where we have this, listen, I've got stuck in traffic. I had to work late. Something happened with my kid. Can I still get one of those cards? Absolutely. Let's just set up a time that we can meet one-on-one, a time that we can get on a Zoom conference call, or let's get you to the next local meeting that we have going on. We'll definitely make sure we reserve one of these for you. So what it's forcing people to do is they're thinking fear of loss. I don't want to lose this opportunity. I don't want to lose this card. I want to make sure I get this card. So they're staying in communication, because that's one of the things that, you know, everyone in this game long enough, you start having people that, you know, they disappear behind technology. Well, if we have something of a pretty good perceived value that they're going to lose from not being in communication, then they're more inclined to be in communication. So it's been a great way to keep people in communication, have people show up, and continue that sales funnel, that cycle that we go through with invitation, presentation, validation. And we know it's not always one validation. It could be 2, 3, 4, 5 validations. And it could be validations over multiple days, multiple weeks, or multiple months. We've heard all those stories. So what we want to do is be able to give consultants a tool that they can use as, you know, basically ammunition that they can fuel the fire with their business to get more and more people taking a look and following up and staying in communication.
You know, the other thing that I love about this tool is it's a great way to follow up without following up specifically about the business or being a customer. So let's say you've got somebody that you gave a card to that was you were approaching about being a customer, and they didn't become a customer for whatever reason. You can always follow up with them and say, hey, where'd you go when you booked travel using that card I gave you? And they'll either remember that they did, or they just remember that, oh, they had that. So it's a great way for you to follow up and see what happened. Because the value is there, you know, and it's just a great conversation starter. You know, I was sending out these travel cards when we took them on since January, and I was going to my post office pretty much every day just sending out cards. And there's two postal workers that are always there, Karen and Natasha. And one day I put a card in each one of the travel cards in a handwritten card to each one of them saying, thank you for your service. Thank you for always being patient with me and for always having a smile on your face. Enjoy this card on me and have a little getaway for yourself. And I'm telling you, from the moment I gave that card till today, I've gotten the most exceptional service at the post office. And all it cost me was $2 and a little bit of time to write a little bit of note. And then a couple of days, maybe probably about a week later, I reached out to one of the ladies and I said, hey, you have a really great personality. I know we've talked about you having your own side business. I'd love to talk to you about what it is I do how I utilize these cards. And she said, yeah, I'd love to talk to you about that. So I met with her before Ambition, and she's sorting out her finances to get involved. And so it was a great conversation starter. You've got people in your sphere of influence, in your ambit, that do offer services for you. So maybe it's your dry cleaner, maybe it's your postman, maybe it's your lawn person, maybe it's your realtor. It's a great way to reach out, say thank you for the service they've given you over the years, and just say thank you. And then it might be a great way for you to follow up and talk to them about the travel cards, find out where they went and say, hey, I would really love to talk to you about my business. Are you open to looking at new ways of making money? And it's just a great way to break the ice with somebody that you know, or maybe you haven't had conversation with in a long time. So, you know, one of the things that we found is our consultants have found really creative ways of using the cards. I know Maxfood Mirror used them for trade shows, and in one trade show, they got over 300 leads for customers and consultants just for handing out cards and collecting names and addresses. So, you know, you're going to find a way to utilize these cards in multiple different ways. But my recommendation is get enough cards so that you can really utilize them. It only costs you $2, but if you use them appropriately the way that they're intended to be used, you're going to dramatically increase your effectiveness in signing up customers and signing up consultants.
So a couple things. The the cards work. You've got to get out there on the court for yourself. Ambit's put a lot of money on the table. Post Ambition, promotional bonuses that are out there, whether you went to Ambition or didn't go to Ambition, it is a fantastic time to be building your business for sure, and you've got a great tool. I'd recommend you get your hands on the tools as soon as possible. I do know that this first batch, I believe about 75% of that first batch is sold and gone. I believe they're only carrying the $2 per card price, which basically it's a 25 unit pack for $50. That same pack, that 25 cards, is going to go up to $75. I don't know if they're going to carry that through or not. I don't have any financial interest in that, so doesn't matter to me. What I'm telling you is that you've got a tool that works, and if you can get a 50% discount on that, then I would take it. The other thing is, we did the video on how to use it for booking, and it will be available on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AmbitBBC. So make sure you do go there after the call. Can you see when that gets posted, and you'll have access to that video, and you can share it with your team to make sure they're getting trained properly on that aspect of it. We'll have other videos that come out as soon as possible. But a couple things that I want y'all to be aware of that you may have heard at Ambition or heard was possible after Ambition, and that is, as it pertains to the cards as well, is that you're only allowed to have one card per email. What's being worked on right now should be done within the next couple of days. That's bit me in the bottom before saying that, but I've been told that it's supposed to be a couple of days to where you can actually add two cards to one account. So, for example, the whole system behind this card program is to incentivize, convert, and reward. So you give someone a card to incentivize them to take a look or share their bill with you or become a customer, or just that front-end conversation. The second part is you actually have the opportunity to give them a conversion, basically give them another card now for them becoming a consultant or becoming a customer or referring you another customer. And so you'll have the ability to add at least two cards to one account. That hasn't happened yet, but it should be done in a couple of days. I know it's being worked on. It should be done very, very soon. The other part about that is if you have any amount of cards from the precursor program, which is the Energy Travel Reward cards, on Friday we had a conversation and just authorized for all those cards to be ported over to the new platform. So if you've got, 5, 10, 15, I know some people have a few more on inventory. Sorry, guys, someone must have unmuted their line and got in there. You're going to be able to have all those cards, automatically ported over. You won't even know what happened. It'll be seamless. And those cards will work just the same on that new platform. Because really what we want is we want every customer, every possible customer and possible consultant to have the same user experience as anyone that has picked up the new Ambit Go card. So those cards are basically going to seamlessly port over. Hopefully that's done this week. We'll give an update on that. Probably we'll update it on the Facebook page. So make sure that you guys keep an eye out for that. And then the other thing is, pertaining to Power Trip. Mary talked about it. We're going to be up there. Looking forward to working with the EC Factory and putting on a great event. And there's been a lot of conversation on who's going to be at that event because, as it pertains to the Vistra purchase of Ambit Energy, which is not complete from Ambition, they were expecting about 60 to 120 days for that sale, that transaction to go through and meet all the regulatory approvals. Well, what usually happens on Friday night at Power Trip is there's an open Q&A with Chris and Jerry. Well, there was some concern about who's going to be there on Friday. And so I don't have all the confirmations that I need, but I do have one confirmation that should be important to all of us, which is our CEO, Jerry Thompson Jr., has told me to count him in for that. And he did give one caveat to that. He says, if for some reason I'm not, it's because I'm being replaced by somebody else for that Q&A session. So until we know for certain when the sale and the transaction's done, then we can't say exactly who from Vistra is going to be there or who from Ambit's going to be there. But if the sale's not done, Jerry said, I will definitely be there. So that much we do know. We're going to keep giving you updates on that. What I can tell you is my hope for Power Trip on Friday night is that we have Chris and Jerry, and we have one or two people from Vistra. Or whatever, if one of the two co-founders can't be there, then we have one of our co-founders with one or two people from Vistra, that we have a blend of some sort. So I really do believe that they know that Power Trip is a pillar event for Ambit. It's done twice a year, one in the springtime in Dallas, and then one done in the fall time up in the Northeast. And they understand that, you know, Simulcast, PowerTrip, and Ambition and PowerTrip are big events, and they want to make sure that we keep that tradition going strong.
You know, one of the really great things at Ambition is Richard and I got to sit with Jerry and Carolyn Thompson at lunch on Friday. And one of the things Jerry specifically said was, we are going to make sure, and Vistra has already asked us, please let us know what are the most important events that we need to be aware of. And Jerry had already told them that PowerTrip is one of them. So PowerTrip is going to move forward. We're going to support PowerTrip as we always have before. We've always told our team, we've got four pillar events in the company. It's Simulcast in January, it's PowerTrip in the spring, it's Ambition over Labor Day weekend, and it's PowerTrip in the fall. We've always said that. For 13 years now, we've said that. We're going to continue to say that. It's going to continue to be an amazing event. So make sure you get your teams there and go ahead and book your tickets and your travel for AmbitPowerTripEast.com. I know we're going to have a bunch of our team members up there. I think for a lot of people, they're thinking this is going to be the first or the last, and it's going to be a monumental PowerTrip. I think it's going to be really, really powerful. We've learned a lot from this first PowerTrip that we took over from Brian McClure and how to make it really exceptional, and we're going to take what we've learned from this one and soup up this coming one in Scranton, Pennsylvania. So we're super excited about it, too. Definitely, you know, we saw how these go-cards affected our business, and we really wanted to provide you with the tools that you need to help build your business. So that's the reason why we have this. We have this call. You want to plug in your people. It's really about getting connected and getting tools and training to build your business. All right, so that's what we've got for tonight. Make sure you go on the Facebook page, Ambit Business Builder Call, and like that page and follow the page. That's where we're going to post who's going to be on the calls, who's going to be training, and then also any of the recordings for the Sunday Night Business Builder Call we're going to put on there, and as well as the training videos that we're going to do regarding the go-cards. So we've got the video about how to redeem the go-cards in the next couple of days. We're going to have another video about how to utilize them to prospect consultants, and we're going to have another video on how to utilize them to gather customers. So we're going to utilize that mode of communicating to communicate to the masses, because I think that's an easy way to communicate. Make sure you get yourself signed up for Simulcast, which is coming in January. I know for some of you, it seems like a really, really far way away, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a monumental Simulcast, because likely the purchase of by Vistra is going to be complete, and it's going to be a brand new ball game for all of us. The live locations, I do anticipate, will sell out. So if you're considering going to a live location, but you're not really sure, I highly recommend you go, you register yourself for the live location. And if you can't at the last minute, you could always change it to streaming. But if you register for streaming and the event is full, you will not be able to go to the live location. So always, always, if at all possible, you want to make sure that you are at the live location. So looking forward to seeing everybody in Scranton. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line so that everybody can say goodnight.
Thanks, oh, yeah,
good night.
Good night.
Great meeting. Good night, guys.